Hello, and welcome to Divinely Speaking Unplugged. This is your host, Divine Sunshine. Have you been in survival mode here lately? A lot of times when we're trying to do things in life, we find ourselves going through the habitual 1-2 step that we're usually used to in order to make things happen. And in doing that, we might find ourselves stuck in the rut or in a continuous loop on things. Going by survival is really purely going off of instincts, and as a spiritual being having a human experience, sometimes that is not the best solution for us to go to or our go-to. I would like to also give you a different perspective when we're talking about survival, which is that when we're surviving, we purely are acting as if we do not have support from our spiritual guides or teams, or we are purely relying on our own willpower to make things happen or to manifest. When we do these things, we find ourselves doing things that are most likely out of character, find ourselves relying on ego to push us through, which we know the job of the ego is to just motivate us, be a cheerleader, as I like to believe that the ego helps you to get through the door, but it's your personality and heart that makes you to be able to stay there and to continuously be there. Sometimes we rely heavily on our ego. We know that gets us into trouble. However, when we're talking about survival mode, that animalistic tendency that we have or that behavior makes us act without really thinking about the consequences or how we might be hurting other people in the process, mainly ourselves. When we're dealing with survival mode, a lot of times we have a physical reaction to things. And in that physical reaction to things, it has our brains to shut down. It has our nervous systems being on 10 or hyperly stretched to the point that even when we're trying to accomplish things in life, we find ourselves blocking because, again, that nervous system has been so much readily used that it's pretty much is a default setting when we're trying to go out there and manifest something new. It begins to block things or enables you not to be able to go ahead and to create something new due to you not being ready. You find yourself even subconsciously wanting these things and wanting to draw these things, and I know that for myself, but the pressure of you actually going through it and trying to manifest that very thing, the nervousness or how your body keeps score or how your body internalizes and keeps that will make you say, I can't handle it. It's just too much, literally, to my system, to my mind, to my nerves. And I'm stressed out, even though it's a new thing. So even if you're trying to like start a new business like me or start a new relationship, it's very hard for you to really settle in and be able to truly receive that thing due to you really going into that state of survival mode because your body and your mind is not used to that new thing. It likes the same old 1-2 step. As I can hear Sierra saying, 1-2 step. When you 1-2 step, I love it when you 1-2 step. And that literally is what that your mind is sending you, that message. Like, why are we doing something new? Can't we stay in the same state of mind we've been doing? I'm in my comfort zone. I love it. Why are we trying to get out the comfort zone? What's wrong with that? And so now you had this back and forth conversation with yourself that causes an issue for you not to want to go out and beyond because you have the unknowns and you don't know where it's going to lead you to. So this causes a problem. And sometimes that's why when we're trying to manifest or create something new, we're blocking our own selves. We're sabotaging our own selves for that new beginning. So I would like to say that we need to find other ways to get out that survival mode. Some ways that I know that even I've done is like yoga, again, the breathing, doing the tapping, all different types of sort of ways in which you could be able to get out of that form of looping and that continuously stopping yourself, or that imposter syndrome of talking to yourself, or that way of thinking that is continuously, you just keep on thinking, that overthinking as well on a subject, just trying to make yourself comfortable, and however, that's still keeping you in a continuous loop. So we have to do something new. We have to pray. We have to ground ourselves. We have to believe in something other than ourselves. We have to get to that place where a peace that passes all understanding, that we don't understand when it causes for us to truly embrace a new beginning. And for us, that means to get out of that survival mode. Stop looking and doing the same process, and which helps us to get out of things, or we're trying to start something new. Remember again, the thing to insanity is to keep on doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result, which is not going to happen. So I would say also for those of you all that you are finding yourself in that way, your nervous system is really overactive. You're doing OCD, compulsive things, thinking, ruminating, having intrusive thoughts, those things like that. I will also say, even if you have tried to do those things, get a therapist as well. There's nothing wrong with having somebody else to bounce off your ideas and give you strategies on how you can be able to get yourself out of the survival mode. But we have to get to a point, and I know my grandmother used to say too as well, you got to get to a point that when these things happen, you got to get tired of getting tired. You can't just keep on saying, I'm just going to just work my way through it and be okay with it. You have to get to a point that you're saying, I'm just tired of myself and I got to start doing something different, because this way of me scratching to survive or survive or just to fake it till you make it is not working. We can use all those colloquiums or those idioms and things of that nature to kind of help us, or memes to kind of help us, but we got to do something that's different, that's outside ourselves. And these times and periods that we have now, especially we have the eclipse and these different types of celestial things, and the different dimensions are opening up and creating new pathways and new portals for us to step through. We've got to find a new way to be able to truly step into this new beginning that's really being given to us through opportunity of the universe, the celestial bodies, and our dream team or our celestial team or whatever team that you work with, that they're really working hard behind the scenes to make these things happening, because there's so many things that are being saturated and fertilized, and just to be able to manifest the dreams that you have. But if you're not ready in consciousness, psychologically, emotionally, physically, spiritually, we're going to have a problem. And we need to be able to get to that point that we are truly receiving it, so we can be able to live the dream, that we're not stuck in the past, we're not stuck with those 16 hefty bags, or we're becoming like the bag lady that Erykah Badu sings about, that we really truly are letting go, because we know in order the universe works in the vacuum, and in order for it to pour something new, we've got to get rid of. So I challenge you today to be able to step into your greatness, into your form, and out of your comfort zone, so you can be able to receive your new beginning. That is the message that I'm leaving you. Again, go out there and be great. go and pass it forward, because the world needs it more than ever. And as always, stay uplifted, stay motivated, stay ascended. Namaste and Namago.